Okay, continuing this year. So we're trying to understand that Yehuda is saying here is that on if it broke on Shabbos and you can use it for another purpose, it falls into another category of muktzeh, which is called noilid. It's something that wasn't there present before and now emerged on Shabbos. It's as if it was created on Shabbos, and you cannot do that. Avol me'erev Shabbos, but if it broke erev Shabbos, divrei hakol mutarin. Everyone holds it's permitted. Why? Hoyel v'huchnu l'malachan ba'ayim. So erev Shabbos already, it was already suitable for this new malach, whatever you want to do now on Shabbos, and therefore it's no longer noilid. Says the Gemara, Tani Chode, we learned in one braise, Masikin Bekelim, that you can toss your Kelim on Yom Tov into, Kudanam Mukta, into the fire, but Ve'ein Masikin Beshivri Kelim, you're not allowed to use broken Kelim. Then we learned Vitani, the second braise, Keshem Shem Masikin Bekelim, Kach Masikin Beshivri Kelim, you can even use broken fragments of a Kelim, it's not Mukta. And the Tani, the third braise we learned, Ein Masikin, Loi Bekelim, Loi Beshivri Kelim, you're not allowed to use anything. So who are the three authors here? Says the Gemara, Harab Yehuda. The first one is Rabbi Yehuda that says that broken kelim is like noilid, but broke on Shabbos, so don't use it. And Behor Rab Shimon. We're talking about broken on Yom Tov. Behor Rab Shimon here. This is Rab Shimon that says he's allowed to use both because he doesn't hold of muktzah, doesn't hold of noilid. And Har, the third one that says that even the whole kelim you cannot throw it in because it's not its original, its main permitted purpose. That's Rab Nechemya, who holds that a keli can, even a kli shem lach v'hetzi, can only be used for its permitted use, for its main use, which is permitted use. Even though you want to use it for another permitted use, that's not its main use. Amram Nachman Nachman says, Hani Livn, if you have bricks, dishtavah left over, binyana, you build, you had a construction site, left over bricks, shodol tatula, you're allowed to move them around. Why? They're not mukta, because the chozol the mizgolaya, because you can use it as a chair to sit on. However, place things on there. Shargino, if you piled it up, look like you want to use it for another construction site, then vadeh aktsina, definitely it's mukta, because you're not planning to use it for anything else other than construction. A small piece of clay, a clay shard, mutlat out of chotzer, you're allowed to move it around in a chotzer. Why? Because you can use it for permitted use, because you have full of vessels, then you use it as a bottle stopper, or to cover something. Aval b'karmel shlo. B'karmel is, you're not allowed to move it around, because it's muktzeh. Even within your four amos, there's no problem of carrying, you're not allowed to move it around, because there are no real kelim there. What are you going to do? What permitted use can you use it in a karmel? You don't find vessels all around that need covers in a public space. Even though it's a karmelis only. Nachman today, I'm not feeling a karmelis. I hold that even a karmelis, some people sit down there to take a rest, so they have vessels there, and you can use it to cover that. And the Rava says, I feel b'shus rabim, even b'shus rabim. That why? Why b'shus rabim? Because since inside your courtyard, it has the status of a cover of a keli, so it has the status of a keli. It doesn't lose the status of a keli, it's just called mudu shus rabim. And the other Rava, the Rava's considered this view, the Rava have a ka'ozol, he's once traveling, Beriska de Mechuzah, he was once going on a main street in Mechuzah, which is the Shus Rabin. Isvasoyim Misane Mitina, his shoes got all dirty from cement. Asa Shama, his shamish came along, Shokol Chaswa, picked up a clay shard. This is the Shus Rabin, and didn't carry, but within, and it wasn't Muktzah. Why? Because since you can use a clay shard in your courtyard to cover a keli, the Kamechapale, and he actually took off some of the cement. So you see, for me, you're allowed to take off dirt from your shoe. What I find the Kamechafale and the Rabbana there came out against it. The Kamechafale cleaned it. Rabbi Rabbana called it. The Rabbana came out and raised the voices. What's going on here? Omar, so Rabbi made a comment. Not only though these Amaratzim, these Rabbana, they don't know what they're talking about. They want to teach other people their Amaratzis. Had this clay shard been in the courtyard, isn't it suitable? Chazi l'ksuba, cover it. Mana hachanam here too. Chazi l'didi. It can use it for me as well. What I don't understand here is how in the world is it possible to have a Rosh Hashanah in Mechuzah? If Rosh Hashanah means 600,000 people, like the Shita of Rashi, where? How is that ever possible? It just doesn't. It's I don't know. You had a few stories in the Gemara where they talk about Rosh Hashanah in the cities in Babel. No idea how you can learn Pshat that Rosh Hashanah means 600,000 people and have Rosh Hashanah in a town in Babel, in Mechuzah. It's just impossible. Anyway, I would love to know Pshat. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. Megufas Chavis, the cover of a barrel. That shenichtesa, that broke. because the barrel broke. Mutal l'taltul b'Shabbos. You're allowed to move the lid still on Shabbos. Taina we learned megufa shenichtasa. Let's say it broke. The lid v'shvara and all the broken parts of the barrel itself. Mutal l'taltul b'Shabbos. You can use them on Shabbos. Why? Because they can be used as covers. The lid for sure, but even the broken parts of the barrel can be used as covers, like we said before. But don't try to fix. Don't try to like smooth out these pieces of clay so that they use to cover a keli with it, because then you have a problem of makabe patish, because you're smoothing it out and you're using it to be a proper keli. That's not allowed to. Velismer bo kari hamita, and or to use it to support a bed if you don't smooth it out, because then it's makabe patish. But ve'im zorka, if you threw this lid ba'ashpa into a tip. Then it becomes muktzeh. You showed us clearly by throwing in the garbage. What did you show us? That you had no intention of using it. So therefore, it's now asa. Master Papa has a question. Let me answer this. Zodik lo leguline. So you tell me you throw something valid, a keli, into the garbage. It's always keli. So if I throw my shirt into the garbage on Shabbos, are you telling me that's it, asa? You're not allowed to take it out of the garbage again? Because anything you throw in the garbage, you tell me means I don't want it and it's muktzeh. But it's not true. If it's be'etzim, essentially a keli, even though I threw it in the garbage, it doesn't lose its keli status. So why, if you're telling me that these pieces of clay, the clay shards, you're telling me it's considered a keli because you can cover vessels with it, just because you tossed it in the garbage, why should it lose that status? I think I'm going to write. Elora Papa. What I meant was, or we meant was, im zarka mibayim la'ashba, before Shabbos, you tossed it in the garbage, then asur it's asur. Why? Because then you reveal to us that it's no longer a keli. So it would come out from this that if you threw your shirt in the garbage on Friday, then also on Shabbos you're not allowed to take it because you've shown us that you. But Taisa is not so. Taisa said there's a difference between a shirt and this clay shot. The shirt does. You don't have to show anything that the shirt is a keli. The shirt is a keli. So even if you throw in the garbage on Friday, it doesn't lose its status. This clay shard, you have to show us that it has the potential to use it for something other than what it was meant to be. And therefore, if on Friday you threw in the garbage, you just showed us that you have no intention to use it for any other potential. Therefore, it never took on this new status. And so therefore, by a shirt or any other keli you throw in the garbage, you're allowed to take it out on Shabbos, because it's not muktzeh. Okay, we will stop here.